Welcome back to the Steve Huber Show. So glad you're along for the conversation. Time to check in with my good friend Tom Colson from Liberty Coin Service. We do this every couple of weeks to make sure we know what's going on with things like gold, silver, and other precious metals, plus see what we've pulled out of the vault to see what it's worth, maybe your vault. By the way, you can always take your prizes, your possessions, send them to us at coins@stevegruber.com. Maybe it's something you collected. Maybe it's something you got in inheritance, whatever it might be, and you don't know what it's worth. We might just be able to figure it out here with Tom Colson. Tom, good to see you.
Good morning, Steve. Good to see you.
Always a pleasure, my friend. All right, so let's talk about those commodities markets, gold, silver, copper doing very well last time we spoke. What's happening in the markets?
Price of metals is still pretty strong. Gold hovering right under $1,800 an ounce, which has been a pretty good size rally since the last time we spoke. Silver right around 2070, which is also a good deal higher than the last time we spoke. In the store here, I'm getting pretty good solid demand yet for silver. Demand for gold is slid a little bit, so I'm not selling quite as much of that. And I think people are kind of waiting to see if it's going to break over 1800 or it's going to stay here or sell back off. But I think if we do get over 1800 in the next couple of days, there could be some room for more rally ahead.
All right. I mean, obviously, everybody's keeping an eye on the cost of everything. Inflation's a concern. It might be tempered some right now, but not much. And that's only because another commodity, oil, has come down in price a little bit. But what do you see as far as the inflationary impact on these precious metals in the markets going forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's still a lot of that concern out there from the customers I'm talking to, that even if we're getting a small respite from inflation right now, I don't think anybody really believes that it's been cured or fixed. So I think we're going to see inflationary activity still bringing up the price of metals in the future yet.
All right. We're going to keep an eye on that, Tom. We'll always check in on that from time to time with you. Now, I said off the top, usually we talk about coins here because Tom has been the proprietor at Liberty Coin Service in Lansing, Michigan for a number of years now, started working there, and he liked it so much he just bought the place. Good idea. But it's other collectibles. Tom's an expert in all sorts of antiques and collectibles. And today we have this pocket watch. Rick sent this in to us, and I want you to look at this. It's very interesting antique pocket watch, intricate as I suppose they are. Mm-hmm. Something you're familiar with? What can you tell me?
A little bit. That's an Elgin open face pocket watch with a gold filled case. You can actually find out quite a bit about these watches just by checking the serial number and Googling that. But you could find out that particular watch was built in 1927. And it's a 17 jewel movement, which is a good movement, but it's not like a top of the line movement. Then it's got the attached fob and pocket knife, which makes it additionally kind of handy.
Yeah, it comes with a weapon to defend yourself, which is kind of interesting. 1927, you found that from the serial number.
Yep, you can tell
this watch is almost 100 years old.
Yeah, meticulous records at Elgin in terms of when they produced watches by their serial numbers, so you can easily find that information out. They're not a lot of precious metal value because it's a gold-filled case. That if it's in good running condition, typically might retail for about $80 to $100. If you do have one that has a gold case, they're usually 14 karat gold in that instance, then it might be $300 to $500 to $600 for a case like that if you do find one that's solid gold.
So give me an idea, Tom. That makes me think of a question here. When you talk about gold and carats of gold, 14 karat you just mentioned, what does that mean to the average person? What does that mean to me? What is 14 karat compared to 24 karat?
Well, it's a ratio. So pure gold is 24 karat gold. So 14 karat gold is 14 24ths pure, which is roughly just a little under 60% gold and then 40% other stuff. The most common things you see in this country are 10 karat gold, which is about 40% gold, and then the 14 karat gold, which is about 60% gold.
So the rest is filler, for lack of a better term?
Yeah, and it could be anything, but a lot of times they use copper, they use silver, they could use other metals, brass type things, or nickel, but a lot of times copper's the filler. You see that gives the gold kind of that rosy color.
I got you. So I guess while we're going down that rabbit hole, what is white gold? Is that silver mixed with it?
Yeah, white gold would be more of a silverish alloy.
Interesting. You know, I've always wondered about that, and don't know why I've never occurred to talk to you about it, but obviously. So when you talk about coins from the mint, then what's the ratio on coins from like gold eagles or gold coins from the American mints?
Well, gold eagles are 22 karat gold, so they're 91.6% pure. And then the filler is, I think, pretty much just silver.
Right, so that's the real thing then.
And then they also do make the buffalo, which is pure gold. So that has no alloy in it at all. And that's 24 karat gold there.
So I guess that's a lesson to the buyers. Make sure you know what you're buying and what the value is and what the purity is. That's interesting.
Absolutely.
I got another little item here. Put across the screen. It's a harmonica. Wish I could play the blues like this blues band Hohner International. What is it? What's it worth?
Yeah, that's a Hohner harmonica. We've handled a few of those. We don't do so much with those anymore because they don't have a lot of value. So if you can play it, that's a great thing because that's the main value for it. But typically when we've had those in the past, when they still have the original box, they might be something we sell for $5 to $10.
Right. So if you have one, they're not worth much, so you better be able to play the blues because you're not going to be cashing in very much on that deal. All right, Tom. Let's keep an eye on the markets. Let's keep an eye on everything. And once again, if you've got valuables, whether it's coins or collectibles like the watch or the harmonica, send that to coins@stevegruber.com, coins@stevegruber.com. And Tom from Liberty Coin Service will be able to find out more. They can also look at your website, find out what's happening with gold, silver, all the markets, and find some cool stuff for sale as well, right?
Yes, absolutely. Lots of stuff out there that's fun to watch. It's www.libertycoinservice.com.
LibertyCoinService.com. Tom Colson, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for being here, as always.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here on the Steve Gruber Show. Remember, Liberty Coins, the place to find out more. Coins@stevegruber.com. Don't forget to send that along. And we'll talk to Tom next time around. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show. In the headlines every day, the price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, you're welcoming the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.